Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitt.
And I'm Michaela Oakland.
And we're so happy to have you here, actually with us in our car, which is huge because normally we're in sort of separate cars pretending right. We're together. It's sort of a make-believe. But in this case, real car.
Same car. Yeah. And Hasan Minhaj is in the trunk.
I guess we're talking about this off the top because this has been an astounding development.
Yeah. This is so we refer to Hasan a lot, and we really try to not bring this up too much because every time we talk about it, we're like, okay, that sounded a little crazy. We need to cut that back. But Ellie is a normal listener, an average amount.
An average watcher.
300 days out of 342. Right. And of Hasan Piker, the Twitch streamer.
Right. Who is not Hasan Minhaj, who is a... And I understand where the confusion would be because in many ways he did have a show where he talked about politics. And Hasan...
But
Piker.
Is he a streamer?
No.
So many of you thought it was Hasan Minhaj.
But maybe they thought they just didn't know what he was up to. Or maybe they thought streaming meant like streaming on Netflix.
That would be crazy if you were watching Hasan Minhaj streams
on Netflix. 300 days out of the year? I mean, look, it's already crazy that I'm watching Hasan Piker streams. But at least people do that, you know?
Right. Because we posted about this on Instagram. And I have to tell you, a lot of people thought this. And there are probably some of you who listen who don't follow the Instagram who still haven't heard this news. So I'm glad we're clearing it up, clearing the air.
I'm sure he's a nice man, you know? There's nothing, I'm sure, wrong with him. It's just that's not where my stanhood sort of lies.
Right. So I don't know if it's better or worse, but we're clearing that up.
Yeah.
We're just making sure people know where you're at.
Yeah,
what you're
so
into.
Going forward, if we say Hasan, that's what we mean. But hopefully going forward, we just won't talk about it as much because I do feel like we've talked about it. But who's to say? Because it's been about every episode this year so far.
Well, yeah. And I have to tell you guys, the way that I'm sitting, just a reminder that I have a metal spine, just in case anyone forgot.
So it's just like reminders, and things that maybe we don't talk about all the time, but...
Well, we're on video. And also, I have a conjunctival hemorrhage this morning. So if you see a red splotch in my eye, just pretend you didn't.
Yeah.
And go on with your day.
And we don't know what happened.
You know what's... Can I tell you something that's maybe crazy?
Yeah.
But you won't say...
I won't think it's crazy.
You won't think it's crazy. So you know how I haven't had health insurance?
Yes.
For a few months now? Okay. So I've been having these like little things happen to my health. And there's this part of me where I'm like, is Matt trying to get me to get health insurance because there's a bigger issue? And so, you know, it sounds a little crazy, but this is the way that my brain works.
It's giving OCD a little bit magical thinking.
Maybe a little bit, but I'm like, okay, maybe because I don't have health insurance, and what if I actually have cancer?
Okay.
And so... Matt's worried that I'm not going to be able to pay for it. Mm. And he wants me to get checked out, but I have to get health insurance first. And that's why he's sending me these weird things like a busted blood vessel. Right?
Well, whatever gets you to get some health insurance, you know, I'm fine with that. You should go to the doctor.
I know.
You should just go to the doctor.
I know. I did go to the dentist.
Huge.
So
I need to go to the dentist.
I need to go to the eye doctor, the regular doctor.
Right.
The gynecologist doctor.
That, well, you know.
I don't want to, but we talked about that.
It's hate good to going go. To the gynecologist. Hate going to the gynecologist. Had a truly traumatic experience last time at the gynecologist.
Yeah. And yeah. I think most of us do have a traumatic experience.
And like, who among us hasn't cried at the gynecologist?
I feel like that's just a canon event. Did you like Ariana's new single?
I didn't listen to it.
You haven't listened to it?
And I am sorry. I just like...
It's growing on me.
Okay.
It originally, my roommate loves it. She
that makes sense.
Really loves it.
She's like a pop girly.
Yeah.
Like, she gets it.
And it's growing on me. It's like very, you can dance to it, which I like in a song, you know?
Yeah. I just hadn't seen like the best review. So I was like, eh, I'll listen to it if it's like on the radio or something. In an Uber.
They just can't make me hate her. Do I like what she's doing? No.
I just think it's a little crazy to put out a song being like, yeah, and I'm riding SpongeBob's dick. Like, that's crazy.
Well, and she is. And, you know, I'm going to stand beside her. And when she comes out of this and she's free of him, we're going to take her
what
back.
What if she marries him?
That would be really fucked up. That would be hard to handle. That would, I have to tell you, that would be
hard
to deal with.
That would be really tough for you.
I'm going through the blonde phase. I'm swallowing it like a hard pill. I don't love it. I don't know if it's the shade of blonde. I feel like she would be a good blonde.
It's the eyebrows, I think.
Well, I'm very thrilled for the album. You know I've always been an Ariana girlie.
I know you have, and I was excited for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might not be something I necessarily listen to, unless you're like, this is a really good song.
But you would love Ariana Grande music.
I do like some of her music.
You need to listen to the Dangerous Woman album.
And I have.
You think you need to give it another listen?
Okay.
Because that album is crazy. Did you know that Mary Queen of Scots is 5'11"?
I didn't know that, no.
Mm-hmm. I'm rewatching Rain.
And here's the thing. It's like, that's a canon event for you. I feel like it's like every 2 years, like clockwork.
Well, there aren't enough good Regency shows with bright colors.
There are just not enough shows about
There's
princesses.
Rain, the Tudors. Mm-hmm. What are the other ones?
Bridgerton.
Bridgerton. And then Bridgerton is very sex heavy, which I do.
So is the Tudors.
Is it?
Yes.
Not as much as Bridgerton.
Oh my God.
Bridgerton is
so
porn.
Much worse. Bridgerton at least is porn for women. The Tudors is like... gross boy stuff.
Oh. I think the same person who did Bridgerton did How to Get Away with Murder, and there was a lot of unnecessary sex in there. Well, I haven't seen Grey's Anatomy.
Shonda Rhimes.
See, and that's another sign that I need to get health insurance, because why are you bringing up Grey's Anatomy out of the blue?
Because you brought up How to Get Away with Murder and Bridgerton.
No, I feel like it's a sign.
Well, if you want it to be a sign, I'd like you to go to the doctor.
Telling me some things.
Could be.
Yeah, so what did you do this week? You just got into LA?
I got into LA on Sunday night.
Got picked up at the airport.
Flight, yeah.
Which is shocking to me. I would have to love someone so much to pick them up at LAX.
That's so fun. I've never not been picked up by somebody like when I've come here. I guess I'm just very loved. Sorry.
It's such an awful airport. You have to, like, they don't let you sit and wait for someone to come out. So you have to, like, keep doing circles around the airport. And you can't time it well because of the traffic. So, like, there's no way that you'll pull up right when it's time. It's usually, like, 40 minutes away from somebody, 40 to, like, an hour.
It actually was perfect.
Well, good. I'm glad that it worked out for you.
But the flight was long. But then it was sort of like, what else would I be doing on a Sunday? Like, just watching House and playing phone games.
Right. You're in a house place.
Yeah, I'm in a place of House. Another medical drama.
Wait a minute.
Maybe it is a sign.
You guys, I'm honestly going to go home and get health care.
And you should.
Wait, health insurance.
Yeah. Maybe both. I have to say there was a really weird episode of House that I watched on the plane. And like, it's a weird show because it was like 2004. Mm-hmm. And so like, there are just some things that you would not see on television now.
I feel like there are a lot of similarities between that show and The Good Doctor, where he just makes really inappropriate comments.
Yeah, but that show just came out. It has no excuse for being so
out of
pocket.
No, I know. I know, but I feel like House has more.
House is crazy.
But there'll be like a viral scene of The Good Doctor on Twitter, and I'm like, what the heck? just like racially profiling people.
They just like say a lot of slurs and you're like, oh. But also this episode, it had Sasha Peters, who's Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, right. Yes.
Allison, when she was like 8 years old. So she's like,
oh, yeah,
a little baby. And she's got cancer, very sad. And she tells the hot blonde doctor, Dr. Chase, he's sort of the hot Australian one. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what if I die and I've never been kissed? And he's like, you're 9 years old, like nobody's kissing at nine. And she's like, yeah, but what if I never get kissed? And then she's like, will you kiss me, 30-year-old doctor? And he does. She was like, you don't have to tell anybody.
What?
And she was like, I just don't want to die without getting kissed. And I was like,
the person who wrote that,
30-year-old doctor.
Whoever wrote that episode should be on a watch list.
In jail.
What, the 9-year-old girl's first concern about dying is that she hasn't kissed anyone?
I was like, what? And I'm watching it on the plane and I'm like, people are going to think I'm a freak.
Yeah.
Because it's a close-up of a baby getting kissed by an adult. It was very weird.
Really bad for that actress. I feel like she dealt with a lot of shit. I saw recently on Twitter that like when she started Pretty Little Liars, she was actually 12. Yeah. And then like the actresses who played the other girls were
like
20.
In their 20s? Like, can you believe?
And they were just like side by side. It was so crazy.
Poor girl.
Did you read those books?
I didn't read the books. Did you?
I read the books. Mm. I was very into the books. And The Lying Game, which was by the same author.
Ooh, and you know what? I liked the show.
Yeah, The Twins. Mm-hmm. I liked that one too. That author liked the twin thing because she also had...
Oh, they did that with...
Allison have a twin. Mm-hmm. But I think they changed it in the show to Spencer having a twin. Sorry, not so really...
The end of that show is so crazy.
You've seen the end of Pretty Little Liars?
Yes.
I had to give up after a while.
No, so here's what you do.
Okay.
It's really fun, actually. If there's a show you never really care about finishing, just watch the last episode with no context because it is very funny to be like, what?
What happens?
Spencer has an evil twin,
right,
who's British.
Of course.
And of course. And so she was sort of the one that did all the bad stuff. And she was A all along, but she was controlling all the other A's. For what reason? Don't remember.
Did the other A's know who she was?
Yeah.
So Mona knew?
But some people were confused and they didn't know. So they thought it was just Spencer.
Oh, some people thought it was Spencer. Mm-hmm. Wow. We had a lot of big shows like that at that time. Because that's sort of like Gossip Girl.
Yes. Oh, God. Don't even talk to me. Don't even talk to me about Gossip Girl. I get really upset. That show really upsets me.
Pretty Little Liars, I did start rewatching that a while ago.
I did too, and then I just couldn't do it.
It was so problematic.
Because in the first episode, you have 16-year-old Aria hooking up with...
And I rooted for them. I rooted for them
evil.
Hard.
And the show made you want to root for them. And
yeah.
And I'm now, as an adult, watching it like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah. We're finding some common themes here in these shows that we're discussing.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rain, too.
Wait, what happens in Rain?
That one scene where we go, huh? Why would you include that?
Oh, the assault?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that one, something about that scene.
Is very upsetting.
It's very dark. Like, I was depressed for a year
a long time
after watching that scene. No, if that comes up again, I'm going to be skipping it.
Oh, good.
I can't.
If it comes up again. Like, maybe the show changed.
Maybe they changed their mind.
They were like, that was really bad.
We're not going to do that again.
It was a dark time. I was watching that show for the first time while all the, like, David Dobrik stuff was happening where his, like, friend...
When he got canceled?
...assaulted a girl at a party or something.
Oh.
It was, like, nonstop wall-to-wall coverage about this, like, awful scene, awful thing that happened to this girl. And then also watching it on Rain, I was like, I'm so depressed right now. This is horrible.
Did that come out when we were in college or did we just watch it in college?
I didn't watch it in college.
Oh, when did you watch it?
I watched it when I was a grown
up. Oh, right. When David Dobrik got canceled.
Like three years ago? Not that long ago.
That was like a big year for YouTuber cancellations, I think.
I'm just keep putting this thing. Yeah, that was a big year. That was when YouTube drama started being scary and not as fun.
I think that's the only year that I watched YouTube.
Yeah.
I was like watching some YouTubers, namely, and I'll say it, the Dolan Twins.
And that's really valid. And we've all been through phases. We have.
They're very high energy. Okay. They're very, they're fun to watch.
I would never judge
you for
that.
This was a while ago, though, actually, because I was in college. I remember the bedroom that I was in, like, when I watched, because it was, like, a month. I watched the Vlog Squad and, like, the Dolan twins, and then I got over it.
Yeah.
And the gateway was Emma Chamberlain.
Yes, because I was watching her, and then they were all hanging out.
Because she was, like, normal and funny, and I was, like, watching her videos.
Well,
I was like,
surely
oh, what a
they're
sweet
also
girl.
Normal and funny.
And at the time, we were mutuals, which is cool
which
now.
Which is crazy.
Now, in hindsight. And we almost met up in LA one time.
Crazy.
Yeah, in hindsight, Emma Chamberlain, we could have been something.
We could have been something.
That would have been great. I would love to have a rich friend.
Could be huge.
But yeah, so I watched hers, and she was doing those things with James. And I did watch some James Charles videos at that time.
I watched James Charles videos because of that. And then My Sister happened, which was like some of the best drama ever.
Which, thank God, she got us emotionally invested in the other people before that happened.
Because if not, it would have been like, wow, that's crazy, but I don't really care about these people. But we were invested, you know.
Exactly. Because that was somehow lost on me a little bit during the whole Colleen Ballinger thing. I never watched her.
You were never a Miranda Sings. Neither was I.
Yeah.
However, I will say she made up for it.
Right, with everyone.
The sheer sort of ukulele of it all.
Right. You can't see that and not be in.
In. So all in.
We were like all, we all, it's like when 9/11 happened, we all stopped and like took out our TVs and watched.
So you're saying Colleen Ballinger and the ukulele was the 9/11 of our generation?
Well, just in the sense that
everyone was collectively gathered.
We all stopped what we were doing and we turned to our screens.
Maybe it was one of those things like when Michael Jackson died. Like everyone kind of knows where they were.
Yeah.
That was sort of my, everyone knows where, it was my birthday. So.
Wow.
Not Michael Jackson, Colleen.
Oh, right. Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah. That's true. I did a cookie event this week.
And I saw that. And I want to hear more about it.
This is something I want to talk about a little bit. Because I was scrolling Eventbrite. And this is actually a question we got of more sober things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Eventbrite was a very good place to start for me. Because here I am scrolling. I see cookie judging event, $7. We're going to bring all the best cookies in Los Angeles to you. And then you try them all and tell us what's the best. Who would say no to that? That's the best thing I've ever heard.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
And apparently the same place does like cheese events. They change it. Like every time they do an event, it's a different food.
I would go to a cheese event.
Of course.
Any day of the week. Yeah. Over a cookie event even. But I'm kind of a salty girl. Are you more of a sweet girl?
Gotta have both.
Okay.
Gotta have both. But Eventbrite had a lot of, Eventbrite sponsor us if you care. they had a lot of great options. There was like a $25 jazz wine and cheese night, a free painting still life night that I think Brandy and I are going to on Friday.
Fun.
A free challah bread braiding class.
Huge.
Yeah, free.
Yeah, free?
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out Eventbrite.
I know. So check it out. If you guys know of any other websites that are similar and good, tell me about that too. I really like a food festival.
A food festival is something that can be very personal.
Yeah. One time, Matt and I went to a burger festival.
Huge.
And we got free tickets from, I don't remember how we won the free tickets, but it was through our work somehow. We got free tickets to this burger festival. Once you get in, it's all free. All the burgers from everywhere in the town are free.
That's
and
crazy.
You get to try any of them. And then you pick your fave.
I have to talk about burgers.
Okay.
Because I need to tell you that I had In-N-Out yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I did tell you don't get your hopes
up. But here's the thing. It's not that I had my hopes up. It's a fast food burger. I think I had pretty fair expectations that it was going to be like a burger. And you'd be like, okay, that was a burger. And like, I like burgers. So I thought it would be like.
And this was your first In-N-Out
burger? Yeah. Okay. I was not expecting for it to be like virulently upsetting. Like, something was wrong. I think maybe they gave me a bad one. Something went wrong with this burger. I was on the floor for like hours after. My stomach hurt.
Oh, like you got food poisoning.
So bad. I think so. Something went very, it didn't taste good and something went
bad. Well,
now
you're ruined for In-N-Out.
So really
for
now
forever.
I'm like, it's not going to be for me.
Did the man you were with also have an In-N-Out burger?
Mm-hmm.
What was his experience?
And he also had a similar experience of tummy hurt.
And did he say that that was the first time that's happened to him from In-N-Out?
He said that in having a burger normally kind of upsets his stomach, but this was particularly bad. He also said it wasn't as good. Like the pickles were wrong. Something happened.
Yeah, I don't think that that's true to In-N-Out's character.
Yeah, but
I will say with places like In-N-Out and Raising Cane's, the first time.
Yes, it's important.
But it's also not the best it's ever going to taste. I feel like they have to grow on. Like they have
I will
to,
say I had a really good experience at Cane's though the first time I had it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was very high the first time I had Raising Cane's. Mm-hmm. And it was also like one of the best fast food places in my college town. So I got it at like 2 a.m. so many times that it's just like big in my heart. I unlocked my phone, speaking of college, my phone from 2017, because whenever I get a new phone, I just like leave all of the texts and photos in the old one and I don't transfer them over. So each phone is like a time capsule.
That's lovely.
And I was going through it and it was psychotic, Ellie. Like, I can't tell you how many men I was talking to at one time. It was like 10. Like, it was, and I remembered who each of them were. It was harrowing. It was harrowing. It really was. And I was so mean.
Yeah, maybe that was a sign.
Well, I was
didn't really want to be talking to them.
But I also was very emotionally unavailable because I had just gotten out of that 4-year relationship. Mm. And I also had a bunch of texts with him because we kept talking for years after we broke
up. Of course.
And he actually, I need to find this because it was really funny. He sent me like a Tumblr poem that was like, every breath I take, I miss you in that breath. Like every morning I wake up hoping things will change. I can't find it. But it's like... I forgot it was that bad. And then there was this conversation we had a year after we broke up where he was upset because I had tweeted about like how I was seeing someone and we had lost our virginities to each other. That's important information.
Very important.
And he texted me something along the lines of like, I just thought that you still hadn't done that. I still haven't. And I was like, why haven't you had sex with anyone else yet? Like, it had been a year or a year and a half. And he's like, well, I just kept thinking you would change your mind and we would get back together soon. And I was like, what gave you
that impression?
That impression. So.
Interesting.
It was very, I didn't remember events going that way.
Right.
I'll tell you that much.
Kind of eye-opening,
really. I thought that I, like, stopped talking to him.
No.
And then I also texted him once saying, yesterday was the anniversary of you cheating on me. Sorry I'm texting you late, but it's probably because I found out a year later than it happened. But just so you know, it's 2 days early for the third time you did it.
Never getting off his neck on that one.
And he was like, ha ha ha, thanks, question mark.
No.
Like, it's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the crazy roommate that I had.
Right.
When she was arrested and I like started tweeting about her because I thought she was locked away. But then she came home and from the living room I hear, I was let go on my own recognizance, bitch. And
oh my God.
Locked my door. I was so scared.
Well, it was a different time and I feel like you've grown and your life has grown.
Yeah, but I really like came out of that in a fog. Like I spent a couple hours like going through that and I feel like a different, like I didn't feel like me.
Well,
you know, like I felt like me then.
It's like baby, you're a little
it
baby.
It put me back in that place. You know? I had some videos from you that I want to show you
from
later.
Me?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Like we would Snapchat a lot back then.
Yeah, we would.
And so I have like screen recordings of cute little videos and stuff. Aww. And conversations.
Yeah.
Because that's when we first became friends.
It is.
Yeah.
And I will say like bright spot for sure.
In an otherwise
dark time that I really try not to think about. Mm-hmm. I would not want to read my text from 2017. I was so much worse.
Yeah. There was one that really like... really embarrassed me because I really overshared at that time. I mean, we still overshare, I would say, but I really overshared.
Way.
Like, I would be actively sharing screenshots of the conversations I was having with people that I was romantically linked to.
Oh, yeah.
And they would be like, please stop doing that. And I'd be like, well, I'm not going to.
Well, my friends need to know every detail. Excuse me.
Yeah. So you guys really don't get those versions of us anymore. That was a little too. Yeah. What's wrong? Was your
water was salty.
Weird? You're getting some weird food stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, what else is new? What's going on? What did we need to talk about?
Oh, I did want to talk about the absolute wife guy.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Taylor Swift shows up to this football game and she's wearing a cool jacket.
Cool jacket, yeah.
A cool little jacket. And everyone was like, cool jacket. And in every quote tweet, every comment, every like possible thing having to do with this jacket, the husband of the woman who made it is like, jacket made by.
I'm obsessed with him. I was liking every single one of his tweets. Like, he was really letting it be known that his wife did that shit.
Yeah.
He was like quote tweeting, jacket made by her. He was replying to like Pop Crave, jacket made by her. Replying to like fan accounts, jacket made by her.
So I love funny.
That. That's what I need. Yeah. I need that energy or
like real fan energy.
Fan energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a real like.
Like
yeah.
A man who's really gonna be like, and she did that.
And it was for me. A bad football weekend.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Better today. But the day that it happened, it was dark. It was...
There was a Cowboys fan behind me on the plane. And she was watching the football game the whole time. I have to say, this was like a 900-year-old woman. Like, I want to get her age right, but it was in the 900s.
Yeah.
Like, she was decrepit, like, in a nice way. But I'm not sure she, like, understood how headphones worked.
Totally.
And
totally.
Every like 5-6 minutes, we would hear, God damn it! Like loudly from behind me. I was like, what the hell is going on back there? And then I put it together. It must be your football game.
That's my grandmother. That's exactly.
Oh,
well, my grandmother's.
Lovely woman.
She's more of a shit kind of grandmother.
Oh, she's a shit grandmother.
Instead of a God damn it grandmother.
My grandmother is a God damn it and for fuck's sake.
Your head is rubbing against a leaf.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but I just, your head, it's rubbing against that leaf.
In a weird way?
Well, it's just like frequently rubbing against the leaf.
I don't feel it at all.
Oh, okay.
Is that bad?
No, it's not. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, just in when case you see I the, didn't want.
Well, just when you see the video, you'll have the leaf doing this on your head.
Well, thank God. I'm in touch with nature.
But yeah, the day of, I was really devastated. I drove to, my mom isn't home right now, but my dad was. So I watched the game with him alone because I didn't want us to watch alone. We thought we were going to be celebrating.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to be a wonderful day, the best day. It was it wasn't even a loss. It was like a bad
ass whooping,
which doesn't even make sense because like the Packers aren't like good. They were the 7th seed.
Right.
It's just, it's never even happened. Like
sometimes these things happen.
Like it was a historical loss. No, these things don't sometimes happen. Like that has never happened before.
It's never happened before.
Yeah, like a 7th seed beating. Yeah, it was like, But I feel better today.
Okay.
And I'm just never going to care again.
Oh.
I'm never going
to
have.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Here's the thing. I think the solution to getting your heart broken is to just close it off and never try again.
Well, and have you not seen me to be that way?
I have, and I think it's working out very well. I think you seem very happy.
That's why I'm thinking I should put it into more aspects of my life.
That makes sense. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. So did you want to explain to me a science question?
What's the question?
We have like a little bit talked about this.
Okay.
So it's about temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been especially cold this winter. A lot of people are like in the different areas, not Southern California, y'all say easy. But like in Colorado, Midwest, whatnot, it's extra cold this year.
Yeah, it's like -12 at my parents' house.
What would you say scientifically causes that?
Like an extra cold winter?
Yeah, or just like cold,
cold
temperatures.
What makes it cold?
Yeah, explain what causes cold.
Sort of the sun goes away.
In what way?
Like, you know, like in the rotation of the Earth, it's like the sun goes really far away because the Earth kind of spins weird.
Okay.
We learned this, if you recall, because we were learning about why is the equator hot.
Right.
Because it's always facing the sun, sort of. But when it's not, when there's no sun, cold. But then also, I think it's an El Nino winter, which...
What does that mean?
There's like some kind of wind. And it brings in either low or high pressure systems that do something. So
wait, that makes sense. Because I think part of why California is warm is because of the sand and the windspring warmth. This could be wrong. That could be wrong.
Well, I don't know.
But the winds certainly do bring temperatures.
The
whether it be cold or warm.
And whether it be cold or warm. They do bring them. And I also think this, that by the oceans,
right,
it's more temperate. like it doesn't get as hot and cold, like it doesn't balloon up or down as much because the ocean keeps you near the temperature of the ocean.
Is this just like a
real thing? This is not something that I think is true.
It's
like,
not a hypothesis.
No, we've talked about this, that the ocean.
We have talked about the ocean.
That's why it's like really cold in like North Dakota. There's no ocean. No ocean.
But it's colder in Santa Monica.
Yeah, because it's by the water. Because the Pacific Ocean is really cold.
Oh, we did talk about
this. Yeah, we had this whole conversation.
Now I'm remembering this. Yeah, the Pacific Ocean is extra cold.
But I don't know why it gets like really cold. Like, because I feel like without sun, like at night, the desert gets cold, right? But it doesn't get like negative 12.
Right, because here's the question.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're saying it's being away from the sun. Mm-hmm. But then wouldn't it just be super constant? Like it gets a little warmer, a little warmer, a little warmer, a little warmer, a little colder. Like, but there's obviously different factors at play.
Yeah, because sometimes it's randomly like really cold.
Right. Right.
And here's the thing. I think it has to do with pressure. But I don't know enough to know.
Pressure.
Okay, wait. This is, can I tell you a theory that I'm making up right now?
Ma'am, that's all I could ask for is that you make up a theory. That's what I've been trying to.
It's, now I'm understanding what's sort of happening here. Okay. So, okay. Like the ozone.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it creates like a greenhouse effect?
Right. It makes it warmer.
Right. Maybe the clouds, when there's like more clouds, it like locks in the cold and makes it bounce around so it can't warm up. And then it's just gets extra colder with no sun because the clouds are blocking it.
So it's like a cold ozone.
Like a cold ozone.
You know, I do think the other aspect has to be something with the sky.
It's something with the sky.
Something with the clouds, something with, you know, the sky. Because what causes it to snow?
Pressure.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't know why.
Okay.
Because what makes it rain? And snow is just rain that's colder. Frozen, sort of.
And again, of course, we all learned this in seventh grade.
But
this is stuff.
I know we did learn it, but I don't remember.
No, like I remember the graphics. Like I can see the graphics in my head of what they were trying to teach me in seventh grade. Like I see the rain with like a little like an arrow and a cloud.
Right, because you know what I still kind of don't understand? Like why doesn't the rain, why does it fall in droplets and not just like fall?
Well, because it's coming down in little pieces.
Why?
Because it's a slow, sometimes it's a slower process and sometimes it's a faster process. Isn't there an example though of when you do like a cold glass of water and the condensation?
No, and so condensation certainly is like a thing.
Yeah.
But
is it not at all related to how clouds work?
Maybe.
I feel like condensation is a part of the raining process.
Condensation, evaporation. Wait.
Yeah.
Precipitation.
Wait, yeah. Evaporation's first.
Is evaporation.
Because it goes up there.
Condensation. Precipitation. And then the other one. Where it's sort of in the ground. Or maybe there's only three.
Should I Google it real quick?
No, never Google it. I mean, what do we really need to know for? I know it rains. I know it gets cold. You know, the weatherman does his weather job and I'm just here enjoying it.
Yeah, one of my first tweets to ever get attention in high school, and it only got like 400 likes, but at that time it was huge.
Yeah.
It was, the weatherman told me to expect 7 inches, but he hasn't even bought me dinner yet.
Very fun. Said that in high school? It's very inappropriate.
I was like 16 years old. It was the first time that I was getting likes from people at other high schools. Like it was
At other high schools. Yeah. And that was huge.
Yeah, I remember when I got that taste of
and you never
attention.
Let it go.
I became addicted. Should we pull over?
We should pull over.
Okay. I need this to be explained to me.
Okay, I'm happy to explain it. And this, maybe I actually do know what I'm talking about.
Josh. Explain Josh to me.
Last night we let the Josh talk. So
is that really a Taylor Swift line?
It's not a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, what is it?
It's that Morgan Wallen song.
Who's that?
He's that country guy who's like kind of racist, but people really like him.
Who really likes him?
Like the people.
Like racists?
No, I think like people, like regular people don't really care that he's racist.
Wait. Was he the one that had that song that try that in a small town?
No,
see
that's that redhead guy.
Takes you down the road.
Which I've never listened to.
I was obsessed with seeing people's videos on TikTok with that sound.
Morgan Wallen, like, was the one, I don't know if you remember, a little while ago, he was supposed to have a concert and then he got too drunk the night before and canceled the concert and people were really mad.
Wow, people do concerts with way worse situations.
Yeah. Well, he's just, I don't know, I'm not a big fan, clearly.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a breakdown of Morgan Wallen sometime.
Sometime. Anyways, Josh.
Josh, someone else entirely.
Is not Morgan Wallen.
Not Morgan Wallen.
Is sort of a wine.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of a wine. So here's what happened. What happened is that somebody tweeted.
Right, because I don't know what the original tweet was.
You've just seen the memes.
I've seen memes that to me didn't even feel like memes, so I didn't, but then I saw so many and I was like, what is this?
So, and I do have some confusion on this, but I'm going to explain what happened and then we'll hypothesize together, okay?
Of course.
So, this guy tweeted, y'all need to stop drinking gross Barefoot and Franzia and have some high quality shit. And then posted a picture of this bottle of Josh wine, which by the way is like $8 maybe. Like, not, it's like shitty wine. It's like, would give you a just as bad a hangover as like any Barefoot or anything like that. And I think he was being completely serious, which is why it's funny. Like,
oh, he needs to get paid.
Yeah. I know. I know it.
Oh my God, he started a revolution.
And so now people are posting memes where they're like replacing, like, I don't know, song lyrics or talk about like drinking Dom with like drinking Josh. Like,
okay.
Because they're kind of making fun of this guy who said it was like a nice wine when it's like very, very much not a nice wine.
But I thought the joke was that it's a person's name.
And there's another layer to it.
Okay, that's
the next also a person's
layer.
Name,
so that was
very funny.
That was added on to it after the initial joshing.
Yeah. With the joshing around.
With the joshing around.
Yeah.
Okay, because honestly, the tweets weren't funny to me at first. It was the sort of meme where I needed to see like 10 before they started to get funny.
Well, it was only funny because you're like, I guess other people think this is funny. And now that I've seen enough of them, it's sort of like the Moo Moo Meadows thing. Did you see that?
No, what's Moo Moo Meadows?
Okay, it's like a Mario Kart level. And then people were editing it and being like, I made sort of a dark, fucked up version of Moo Moo Meadows. I call it Doom Doom Deados, and it's sort of from my fucked up mind. But then people were like memeing off of that and being like, I made sort of a bland version of Doom Doom Deados. I call it
Meadows.
This is like 3 days ago on Twitter. I like,
oh my God, I haven't seen any of this.
Yeah.
How did I not see the original, the evolution of, it's not like I'm not on Twitter.
I think that it was just because it was like just one tweet. Like, sometimes you just don't see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I kind of get it now, but I'm still a little confused. I like Barefoot wine.
Do you?
I think so. The flavor's nice.
I drank so much Barefoot wine in college that if you tried to put it near my face at this point, I would projectile vomit across the room because we used to drink double bottles of pink Barefoot Moscato, which is evil.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but I remember some fond memories. It reminds me of like the kind of wine I would drink to watch The Bachelor with my friends.
Sure. When I was 20, like, I can't drink it now. It's like just sugar.
Oh, that's probably why I thought it tasted good.
It does. I mean, I think it probably does taste good, but I have this vivid memory of drinking a whole double bottle this one night, and then I had a final the next day, and I took my final in 20 minutes, and then I went outside and I projectile vomited on the wall, and then I still got an A on the final, but never again.
Yeah. Part of reading my old screenshots is how much of a drunk I was.
Yeah.
There were things of like, oh, I just woke up. I was asleep on the bathroom floor for 3 hours. LOL. How did I fall asleep there? I woke up once in the bathtub to it overflowing and like flooding my whole apartment.
Oh.
Like what?
That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we all feel good about Josh now.
I feel great about Josh.
Feeling good about it.
I wouldn't drink it.
I know that other people now are finding wines with their own names, which I tried.
Which is cool.
I briefly.
Is there a Michaela wine?
There is a Michaela wine, and I posted it. And then after 2 minutes, I was like, I don't know why I posted that. and I deleted it because I was like, this isn't, I didn't do anything original with it. I was like, oh, Michaela wine exists too. I don't know what I said. It was stupid.
And that's okay. I would drink Michaela wine.
Was there Ellie wine?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Well, that's unfortunate. We actually did get a question about drinking. What was it?
It's about soberness, maybe? Not drinking?
Oh, yeah. It was about like the...
Well, did you see that TikTok?
No.
This could be actually a great... This could be a great...
Segue?
Yeah. Thank you. These things are getting what the fuck this is.
That's a segue, of course.
And it is, obviously. So there was a girl, and I honestly don't know if it was bait, if it was real, but if it's real...
Oh, yes, I did. I did. I quote tweeted
You quote
this.
Tweeted it. So you did see the TikTok. Yes. Yeah. And it was this girl, if you didn't see it, it was this girl being like, our friend is getting married on New Year's Eve, but she just told us it's a dry wedding. And I'm sorry, like, you just can't have a wedding on New Year's Eve and expect people not to drink. And basically it was like, it's our best friend's wedding and none of us are going.
Yeah.
So it's a dry wedding. Crazy.
It was. And I did find out that her video was bait, but it was, apparently this is a big TikTok trend where they'll take like a Reddit post that is real and does exist, and then they'll
just like
pretend
it
happened to them, and then they'll like be advertising a product. So she was actually just advertising that hair curler that she was using.
That's why she went, by the way, loving the way the waves are turning. That's
isn't
hilarious.
That crazy? Which I don't feel bad about quote tweeting it because it wasn't linked. It was linked on TikTok, but on the Twitter video, like, you can't even tell like what she was using. But yeah, so I guess this is like a really good way for people to bait others into getting like views, and then there are enough people who will just be like, oh, I'm gonna click that link of like what that hair curler is. But yeah, even regardless of whether that really happened to her, like, and whether that original Reddit poster,
yeah,
it was a real story, it's such a thing that it's so hard to be in this world as a recovering alcoholic. Like, we do not make society work for people like that, like, to get better. Like, you sit down for dinner, the first thing they say is like, do you want a drink? Like, here's our drink menu, here's our specials, happy hour, these are the cocktails. Like, it's very difficult.
And it's not even just difficult for people who are like alcoholics and recovering alcoholics, it's just like difficult to not drink. Like, society is really set up to like just drink all the time.
Yeah, that's why my friend Brandy and I have like specific conversations of things that we can do to spend time with each other that won't involve drinking. And like, I've had people in my life that our friendship has kind of gone away a little bit because the only time I could see them is if it were a drinking type situation. Like,
yeah,
that's all they ever wanted to do. If I invited them to something else, they wouldn't really be into it. And that's not something I wanted to go do when they invited me.
To be clear, like, I do like to drink. I just like want to be intentional about when I'm doing it. Like, I don't want to just like assume that every Friday and Saturday night, the thing that I'm doing is getting drunk somewhere where I'm not like going to even remember the night, not remember the conversations I'm having, wake up feeling sick, like maybe get sick. Yeah. Like, I just like I don't want to do that. Like, if I'm drinking, either I'm really making the choice that I'm like gonna get drunk and like it's a silly goofy thing, or like maybe I have a delicious cocktail because it's tasty, or like a great glass of wine with dinner because it goes with dinner. But I think like it's very difficult to make friends if you're somebody who like doesn't want to be like quote unquote like partying a lot.
Yeah, there was this guy even this week who went viral, like being made fun of because he made a like an alcohol-free cocktail bar, and people were like, LOL, so it's a cafe. And like, he was obviously trying to do like the same socializing of a bar and like fun drinks and like that atmosphere, but a sober one. But people were really like kind of just making fun of it. And it made me feel bad because it's like...
Well, I know a lot of people who like they get to a certain point where they like don't really want to be drinking as much anymore. Mm-hmm. But because of the way that their friends are, because of the way that everything is set up, they like don't always stick to it. And then they just like feel like shit all the time because they're doing something they don't really want to be doing, but they don't know how to not do it.
Yeah.
Because weirdly, like, it shouldn't, but it does take a little bit of backbone to be like, yeah, I'm just going to have one drink, or yeah, I'm not going to drink tonight, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, because sometimes people say crazy shit to you. Like, sometimes people are weird about it. In college, senior year, I like stopped drinking as much because I was just throwing up a lot.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to be drinking. And my friends were so weird about it, would get mad at me if I was standing there with my, like, I would get a water and put a lime in it so no one would bother me because I was drinking vodka waters anyways. But if I, my friend was like, what is that? What are you drinking? Can I have a sip? And I would be like, it's water. And they'd be like, that's fucked up. Like, they would be like mad at me for not getting drunk. And like, it became where like, I didn't even want to spend time with them anymore because like, you know.
That's crazy because I don't drink now very much. Like, that's obviously a big thing for me with my emotions. But, like, I only drink maybe once every few months. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there'll be a week that I'm like, ooh, I drink twice this month. But I was going to say, when you started that story, like, people aren't like that to me. But then when I think about college, people were totally like that. I mean, we worked in bars and stuff, so that's part of the problem. But, like, even if I was just saying, I've already had a couple shots, I don't need another, they'd be like, no, it's free. Like, take, like, have the shot. We're taking a shot. Like, why aren't you taking the shot? You don't watch Real Housewives, so this has nothing to do with you. But in the Beverly Hills franchise, Kyle Richards, who I will always defend. I'm a Kyle Richards defender. But she recently decided to go sober. And, like, apparently the other castmates are taking it very personally, which is crazy because they're, like, 50-year-old adult women. Like, it's not the college environment. So I do know that that definitely still exists.
Because it
makes people feel bad about themselves, I think. Like, that someone with them isn't drinking and they are drinking.
It was like, do you think I'm going to, like, look down on you? Do you think it's just that I'm gonna remember if you do something weird or like, but I don't care. Although I will say, like, working in a bar was the beginning of the end of drinking a lot for me because, like, when you see what very, very drunk people look like, you're like, oh, I never ever want to be like that in an environment that I don't feel safe in because it can just be a problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I also think once you do stop a little bit, every time you do drink, it feels more like you're poisoning yourself.
Yeah, because your body's like, hey, hey.
Hey, we were doing so well. What's going on? And, like, I don't know if that's one of the things that's fixed my depression, but I certainly think it plays a part. And, you know, I'm sticking – when I was in Italy, I would still, like – have a glass of wine with dinner.
What are you gonna do? Not have a glass of wine in Italy?
Or like they'd give us free limoncello and I'd be like, okay, I'll take it. But it felt different. Like it wasn't like we were going to
eating enough.
Yeah. Like I was eating a lot of carbs. Yeah. And we weren't going to clubs in like dark areas with a bunch of strangers. So I don't know. I feel like it's the way that you do it that can make it feel like less of a like a thing you regret in the morning, I guess. Like
it just becomes like so much easier once you just kind of stop doing it. Like it's so easy for me now because I get drunk off of two drinks that like whatever. If I have two drinks and I'm having a silly night, that's just two drinks. I'm not going to be like crazy the next day, you know. But it took a long time to like get rid of the urge to like, well, everybody else is having another drink. I guess I should have another drink. Or, oh, everybody else is like, seems like they're doing the shot. They're going to think I'm weird if I don't have a shot or something like that. Like that took a little while to like, get that out of my system.
I will say when I go out with my friends and I do like take a shot or something, they are very excited. But they would never be like, oh my God, come on, take one or like have a drink.
We like, love to be like, should we do it? What if we... You know, and then we go, but like, it is like, that's fine. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Versus like, if you don't do this, like, you're not my friend, which like sounds crazy, but that was my college experience.
That's so crazy because it really was. And people stop, well, maybe it's the people that I'm with are different.
That could be it too.
But I also think probably an age thing, but it was like, it was intense.
It was intense. And I do think it is an age thing because I do think you like age out of like wanting to be drunk. And once you have a 2-day hangover, I do feel like that's when you go, well.
Yeah. Well. But I also think even if you're not getting actual hangovers, it's still affecting you really badly, but you're maybe just not as physically aware of it. So it's like easier to just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really dangerous.
I just know a lot of people at the age I am now who are having this realization that they like just don't want to do it anymore and they don't know But you have to like relearn how to drink, you know? It is like kind of a whole new
thing. Or just
don't
drink. I'll go 6 months without drinking and have a totally normal 6 months. That's so fine.
But if you like still want to drink, like, which I do still like to drink sometimes, I did have to like literally relearn, because when you are first drinking, you're probably drinking like whatever is handed to you on a fucking table, and you're like drinking it straight out of the bottle, and you're drinking to get drunk every single time. Like, and your limit is however much is not going to make me die. You know, like,
did we discuss this? I was one of those kids who would like sneak little bits from my parents' liquor cabinet, like a tiny bit of this one, a tiny bit of that one. You weren't.
I didn't do that because I didn't drink in high school.
Wow. I didn't drink a lot in high school, but there were a few times.
I was a very good girl.
But it would be like with a friend, and we would be like having a sleepover, and my parents would go to sleep early, and we'd like sneak upstairs.
That's so silly.
And have like a tiny bit of the, but I don't even think we would really get drunk.
No,
I feel like we'd have a tiny bit and just be like, we got some alcohol.
Fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. I feel like I had to literally like teach myself.
What was the first time you got drunk? Tell me about it.
I was like in love with this boy. Well, of course. Well, actually,
you know what I found?
Yeah.
In our text messages, I found you saying so and so and I just broke up. And it was the person who his name, I don't remember what his nickname was, but you talked to him about him on Schnitt Talk. He was like the main
Mike?
Person going into Schnitt Talk. It's the three letter
name. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I was like, whoa, this was his story.
That was a big time.
Yeah.
That was a big
crazy
fucking time.
Yeah.
Very different time. I mean, I like got drunk accidentally, like as a kid at Passover, because my mom thought it was sparkling grape juice and
right.
It was wine. But my first intentional time getting drunk was I was in love with this boy. I went to visit him at college. I was seven. I was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. And it was tropical fruit Burnett's, which is horrifying. And they didn't have at first the chaser, like a chaser that I could drink because I can't do carbonation, but I didn't want to like say anything because I was like the only girl and I like was young and like scared. So I took a sip of Fresca to pre-chase and then I swallowed it and immediately had to projectile vomit in the bathroom. It was so embarrassing. And I texted my mom and I was like, Mom, I just threw up. I only had Fresca. It's really embarrassing.
Wait, what's Fresca?
It's like a lemon lime soda.
Wait, so you didn't even drink and you projectile vomited?
Yeah, and then I did drink, but it was fine.
You are such a vomiter.
I really have always been. It's like just...
Was it the nerves?
I was really nervous.
You were so nervous about drinking that even having the lemon lime soda.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I actually don't even remember the first time I got drunk. It was probably with my friend Dylan, who is a girl. She just has a boy name.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like I'm setting the scene. You need to know.
Okay.
It was with a girl.
Okay, it was with a girl.
Probably. And like in my basement from my parents' alcohol. Or I might have like tried. No, I wouldn't have gotten drunk from that. But my mom used to have like liquor candies. And I would like
the chocolates,
yeah,
that
chocolates
have the liquor
with,
in them.
Yeah. And they're actually very yummy. But I would be like, oh, I'm taking it. Like, I don't think I actually got drunk, though.
I mean, one time when I was like 13, there was a rum cake that I was told was cooked off. So I was allowed to have many pieces of it. Mm-hmm. And then I had a really bad stomach ache and like felt really dizzy. And the next day, like that my babysitter was like, yeah, don't tell your mom, but it was not cooked. We didn't know.
Oh, my God.
So that was probably my first time like actually getting drunk, but I don't really remember that.
That's like a babysitter's biggest fear.
Yeah, being like, oh my God, I didn't know. And you got fucked up.
Yeah, I had a really long period where I was blacking out and I would wake up and I didn't know how I got home. And I would have to like go through my texts and my video. I had like a conversation in my phone with an Uber driver where I was just like, hey, just wondering, how did I get home last night? And he was like, there was a guy on your phone telling me exactly where to pick you up and you were with a group of girls, but then I only grabbed you and you just fell asleep in the car for most of the way home. I was like, this was so dangerous. Like something bad could have happened to me.
Oh my God. College is so scary.
It is.
Every experience I had in college, I look back, I'm like, that was a near-death experience.
No, there was this one time in Cabo that I was with a guy and then I went like back to my hotel afterward. And I didn't have enough money for a taxi. So I had to just walk alone. At night through the streets of Cabo. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so bad. I don't know how I thought it was like, obviously I wouldn't choose to do those things. I wouldn't have chosen them, but I just wasn't all there.
It did happen.
I wasn't really all there at the time.
And that's the thing. You can't really blame yourself because you really weren't all there.
But I do feel like Gen Z is a little bit less of drinkers. Like,
yeah.
They're a little bit more chill. I'm really happy for them.
Good for them.
I hope that lasts.
I remember in college when I was first drinking, it was so fun. And I was like, I don't understand why grownups, they can drink anytime they want. I don't know why they don't. Why aren't you playing drinking games? Why aren't my parents drinking all the time? And then I literally turned 21 and went, oh, that's why. That's why.
And I swear you can have so much fun without drinking.
I regularly have a fun time with no alcohol.
I always do. It's like so easy. We are having, guys, Ellie is coming to a game night for the first time.
And I'm going to get wasted.
We don't have drinks at game night. Well, actually, I have a lot of drinks at my house because we had a couple of companies sponsor our last party. And we didn't even use a little bit of it. So we have a ton of vodka and tea cocktails.
Maybe you could become like a really good bartender. You know, you could have a signature drink at your house for people.
Oh, I do actually really want to... I want to learn how to do like a mocktail or like something cute, but where you have those edible flowers frozen in the ice cubes and you make it really pretty.
Just make a delicious little drinky drink.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll have Capri Suns, girl.
Huge. Thank God. Thank God.
So look forward to that.
I do look forward to that.
Do you have anything else to say?
I don't think so. I'm just feeling great. I'm
feeling great.
It's nice to be in the car with you.
So nice to be in the car in this beautiful LA weather.
The weather is gorgeous.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about your roof.
And I can't even talk about it.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I sent more crazy emails.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
Yeah.
If my roof caves in, so be it.
Because neither you nor Julia are home right now.
So who knows what's going on there? Well. And it's snowing. So...
Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I kind of want to make eye contact with the cameras.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I don't have my tarot cards.
Oh, wait, I need to do the birthday pigs. Katie, Maya, Curtis, Nathan, Flower Pig, Georgia, and Zachary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big. Hey, we're talking to you. Thank you so much. We love you.
We do love you so, 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 so much. As always, have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a great one. We will catch you on our next drive.
Thank you for coming to Late Night Drive. We hope you enjoyed the drive.
Mm-hmm. It's really good this time.
Yeah.
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/LND.